Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Naked Podcast with me, your host, Emma. I decided to do a solo pod today. I want to talk about inspiration and motivation because a few of you guys have been asking me how I stay inspired, and I don't have a super clear-cut answer, but I thought I would share some of the tools that help me create and stay motivated to a certain degree. Not gonna lie, I haven't been super motivated during this time, and that's totally okay, but let's get into the episode. I hope you enjoy. Okay, let's get into the episode, shall we? So we're gonna start talking about inspiration and motivation. So I thought I would bring you back to the good old days, which is high school. Not really the good old days, but anyways. So back in high school, I was absolutely obsessed with fashion. Like, I would carry around a Gabrielle Chanel book about her life and her goals and basically just reading about Gabrielle Chanel. I've had different fashion books. My mom gave me a Yves Saint Laurent coloring book when I was in high school. I have no idea why, but it was just literally my favorite thing ever. I was not an outfit repeater, like, not to quote Lizzie McGuire or anything, but I could not wear the same thing for more than like 2 weeks. And like, I couldn't wear the same thing like twice in, you know, 2 week period or something like that. It was a bit much, a lot of stress actually. Like, I remember waking up in the morning and being like, well, what am I gonna wear today? Like, I can't wear the same thing I wore 3 days ago. So yeah, I very much have changed now, but I was always really attracted to art and design and fashion and photography. And my first kind of mood board thing that I started was in high school. I remember coming home from school, going on Pinterest and pinning photos of different outfits and food and organizational tips and tricks. And actually, when we were in school and we're supposed to be like working on a project, I would take little breaks in between. And then I would go on Pinterest and pin like a ton of food before lunch, and then I would get really hungry, and I have no idea why I would do that to myself. But anyways, so that's kind of where I started to find my inspiration. I've always known that I wanted to do something different in my life growing up. I remember always telling people, it's like, I don't know what I want to do, but I want to do like a millennial job, and I don't know what that looks like. And if you knew me in high school, I know it sounds like I'm literally like flexing or something, like I was flexing back then, but I honestly did not talk very much in high school. Like, I literally shut myself down a lot. I was really shrinking myself for other people, I think. And I think a lot of us do that just because we're like, oh, well, maybe my idea is not good enough, or people will judge me, or it won't work out, or like, we're always just like putting walls up for ourselves and not giving ourselves a chance. And I think that's so sad because we all have a great idea and we all have something to offer. So if you are out there and you want to start a podcast, or you want to start a YouTube channel, Instagram, what have you, I strongly suggest that you just do it. And that sounds very cheesy and kind of trivial, but if you don't do it, you'll never know. And I remember I started my Instagram account back in high school. So it was called EH Food Page. Really original, I know. But I started it back then because I started cooking, and I actually had no idea what I was doing, like, when it came to cooking. I grew up in a household that we didn't really cook that often. My mom is a business owner, so when she would come home from work, we would just like throw something together. And like, I remember the signature dish that my mom would make would be like pasta with chicken. I wasn't vegan back then. Chicken, feta, and olive oil, and then we put like some parmesan on it, and that was like lush. And then I don't know what I would actually eat back then. I think I grew up in the era where everyone was like Kraft dinner, Lunchables, all those fun things, and like, not that there's anything wrong with that, but it was really like a convenience food time. And, you know, I remember just like packing snacks for my lunch because I started packing my own lunches when I was like in elementary school. Or, you know, I don't think like my generation really grew up with this whole like organic food movement. So, yeah, there was no really like creativity around food, but in high school, I started to become very interested in it and just decided I was going to start this little Instagram account that I had no idea where it was going or what I was going to do with it. I would just post my really terrible food photos like once a month, and it was still an outlet though of some sorts, and only my very close friends knew about it. So that's kind of how it all originated. So after that, I went to business school and I thought it was going to be like super creative and fun, and it wasn't really what I thought it was going to be. So I felt really trapped, and again, my Instagram really served a purpose of creativity and as an outlet, and I just stuck with it. I would post like every day, twice a day. But in order for me to gather that inspiration to create, I find that, starting your own mood boards, I make them every Sunday, save them in your Instagram highlights, create color palettes, go on Pinterest, follow your favorite YouTubers, follow people from all different backgrounds. And inspiration comes from all different aspects of life. It can be sitting in a coffee shop and observing other people, as weird as that sounds. But everyone has something to offer, and we all have our own quirks. And what inspires us is going to be different than the person sitting next to us. And I think the biggest thing is when you are creating and you are in this inspirational groove is not to compare yourself to other people, because if you start comparing yourself to the person to the right of you or the left of you're truly going to lose sight of what you are creating, because you can't do what the person next to you is doing. And personality is everything, I think. And we all want to connect with one another. And I think right now in the Instagram era is the food industry and just the industry in general is very saturated, I will say. So the biggest thing that if you are on social media is share your personality with people. And I didn't do that for like years. Like only really now in the last few months have I really started to open up and share my personality with people, because that is going to differentiate you between the other food blogger sitting next to you or the other person doing something similar, because your personality is you and no one is you, as basic as that might sound. I truly believe that when we show up as ourselves and for ourselves, people are most attracted to that. And the people who are going to support you are the people that you want to celebrate in your life. And I think the biggest thing is we always think about, this person's not going to like me, or this person unfollowed me, or what have you not. Trust me, I started Instagram and there was like probably folks following me from high school that dropped off because I was probably posting too much and annoyed the frick out of them. But you know what? You gotta do what you gotta do. So just do you, I think, is the biggest thing when you are creating. But getting into the inspiration side of all of that is get outside as well. I think the biggest thing is we underestimate just going out for a walk or going out for a run. And it's crazy how much we can just take in. I know that when I'm running, I can think of the most crazy ideas, or I think of nothing at all, and that's okay. Sometimes even when I'm washing my dishes, I will think of something. It's all about just not staying stagnant, I think, and doing different things. So it's trying something new, reading a book, getting outside when you can. Unfortunately, during this time, we can't travel, but I think travel is an amazing way to grab inspiration. I know when I go to cities like London or New York or Los Angeles, you go into all these different stores and cafes that have all these different concepts and ideas that you've never seen before. So I think that's so important if you are a creator, is just to get outside of your comfort zone and go somewhere different. But eventually, hopefully, when all of this ends, I will be able to do some traveling. So I truly believe that inspiration, it looks different for every single person. And another thing I want to add is that we all have to take breaks, especially if you are creating or even just doing regular work. Like, we all need breaks because you can only work so hard for so long. And I think that is very important to recognize. I realize that I really burnt myself out like 3 or 4 months ago for like a long time on Instagram. I was posting every day, twice a day, like just putting out so much content, and it just kind of like lost its meaning for me. So I took a step back and I'm really creating out of purpose and like actually meaning I find these days. And not that I wasn't completely doing that before, I just am more careful of what I put out there and how I want it to be perceived. There is no shame in taking breaks. That is something that we all need. And I want to get into the motivation side of things as well. So I realize at this time, a lot of people are saying, you know, you should be doing this, getting in the best shape of your life and starting your own book and doing a million things. And I'm just like, I can't do that. Like, no, I've definitely taken this time as more healing than actually trying to do a million things and be a million things for different people. So I strongly encourage you to just listen to yourself when it comes to motivation. But one way that I actually do stay motivated in my daily life and through work and everything like that is I write down everything I need to get done for the day using a bullet journal. And that has helped out significantly in my life. I think that, you know, if I don't have a list or it's not in writing, it just doesn't actually exist for me, which is not the best way to be, but just how I am. So writing things down definitely keeps me motivated. I find that at work, we kind of bounce ideas back and forth off of each other. And like what I do is I email my boss. Usually it hasn't really been during this time, but I email her like what I'm doing for the week and what my expectations are, because you have to hold expectations for yourself or you'll never get anything done. But I kind of want to tie this up, and I truly appreciate you listening to me go on a whole conversation for I don't know how long. But if you have any tips or anything you would like to share with me on how you stay inspired or motivated, please send them to me via Instagram. My email's also there, and I truly appreciate you tuning in. As I said before, I hope you have a wonderful week, and I'll see you back here soon.